Yeah, certainly is. We're really looking forward to this weekend. Chris, a huge game against Longford Friday, followed by another Midlands team, Athlone, who are surprising a few people on Monday. So I think everybody who came to the match against Treaty saw that, you know, the progress being made. We have a very young team. I think it must be the youngest team in our history. It was a stat during the week that I think we're the joint youngest in the whole country. But they're making steady progress. There's been some bumps on the way, like we said there would, but they're a hungry, fit bunch of young players. They're proud to represent Fannharp. So, you know, when we looked at the whole project at the start of the season, we knew we needed to go into a different direction. We wanted to develop young players, get them on longer contracts, get them into a style and ethos of play. And so far, so good. So, yeah, we're really looking forward to the weekend.
Yeah. And even things like, you're not doing things like maybe they would have been done before. You have a lot of long away trips this year, but that doesn't mean you're necessarily staying in a hotel. Dave's spoken about, you know, he doesn't want players hanging around. You're getting up early, you're getting back early. And that hasn't taken away from anything at all. Maybe it's the opposite.
Well, look, you know, Chris, when we saw the fixture list at the start of the season as board members, yeah, we did cry a tear when we saw the length of the journeys, the nearest journeys to the Midlands. You've got journeys, what, at Cove, Kerry, Waterford, Limerick, Wexford. It's from an expense point of view, it did present challenges. But look, again, it's all about the mentality and the culture. And as Dave said, you know, we say to the players, look, you know, you've got to go down there, be positive. And look, they take it and run with it. And we went down, got a valuable point in Kerry. We got a great win there at Wexford at the weekend. We didn't stay overnight. You know, it was all about the mentality of the players. So once you have that culture, we believe that things will be done right. There's a lot of work to be done on the whole sports science side with nutrition and gym and video analysis, so on. So they're a work in progress. Make no mistake about that. But we are progressing, and that's the important thing.
And encouragingly, despite the fact that the club has dropped down a division, the average crowds so far this season are actually up on last year.
Yeah, it's just been incredible support. I think the win against Treaty was our first home win in about 6 months, and to get that loyalty, it's not something that every club gets. But I think it just shows the kind of goodwill and intelligence of the public. We're very straight out in the way we talk to people and say, look, guys, this is going to take time, but we are going to try and get the team to play good football. We are going to promote from inside the academy. We're going to take young players from elsewhere and bed them in. And the support just been fantastic, the amount of young people, the atmosphere at the matches, and people seem, you know, to be enjoying their night out at Finn Park, and hopefully they'll have a couple more great nights now over the weekend.
And finally, Aidan, the long-awaited move to the new stadium, still the hope is there that work can start this summer on the pitch.
Look, we've always said it, Chris, no new stadium, no Fannharps. It's just crucial to everything we do. There's so much good work on with the community side, with the promotion of tickets to young people. We need the facilities. So we, the large scale application grant, as Charlie McConnell was talking about last week, is on Thomas Byrne, the minister's desk. And then we have to just get a legal approval from the solicitor. And we really need to get the pitch started this summer. That is our feeling on it, because we don't want to lose another window. The pitch will take the longest part of the construction process. We have the structure there already for the main stands, and the rest of it will be modular, so that will be relatively straightforward. So yeah, we want to get working on it from the summer. So hopefully we'll get that news very soon.